The World This Week. Politics.
After talks in Egypt, Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire deal that will release the remaining Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, both living and dead. The deal is the first phase of Donald Trump's 20-point plan to end the conflict and bring peace to Gaza. The first phase also entails Israel releasing large numbers of Palestinian prisoners and pulling its troops back to a yellow line in Gaza. There will be a surge of humanitarian aid into the Strip to help desperate civilians. Mr. Trump will visit the region in the coming days. The next stages of his plan include Hamas agreeing to disarm and the creation of a technocratic government in Gaza. The deal was announced soon after the second anniversary of Hamas's massacre of almost 1,200 people in Israel. Syria held its first election since the fall of Bashar al-Assad last December. There was no popular direct vote. Local committees, in effect, voted for two-thirds of the representatives in the People's Assembly, which will be responsible for legislation during a transitional period. Only 13% of those selected were women or from ethnic minorities. A government spokesman said that Ahmed al-Sharaa, the interim president, might compensate for those shortfalls when he chooses the remaining one-third of representatives. Protesters in Madagascar demanded the resignation of Andry Rajoelina as president after he appointed an army general as prime minister following the dissolution of the government. Since late September, the country has been shaken by protests against poverty and corruption. France was thrown into a fresh crisis when Sébastien Lecornu resigned as prime minister after less than a month in the job. The opposition in the National Assembly had threatened to hold a vote of no confidence after Mr. Lecornu named a team of ministers that was essentially unchanged from the previous government that fell in early September. After resigning, Mr. Lecornu held talks with the opposition and said a consensus had emerged for Emmanuel Macron to name a new prime minister, his fifth in a little over a year, and thus avoid fresh elections. A parliamentary election in the Czech Republic was won by the populist ANO party, heralding the probable return of its leader, Andrej Babiš, as prime minister. Mr. Babiš previously held the office from 2017 to 2021. To do so again, he needs the support of two smaller parties, the anti-green Motorists for Themselves and the fractious Freedom and Direct Democracy Party, which wants to curtail mass migration. Dame Sarah Mullally, currently the Bishop of London, was named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. She'll take up the position in March 2026, the 106th person and the first woman to hold the role. The Archbishop is the most senior bishop in the Church of England and first among equals of the heads of the various churches that make up the worldwide Anglican Communion. Although attendance at C of E services has plummeted over the past 40 years, there has been a revival of interest lately, notably among young people. National Guard troops were poised to enter Chicago to support federal immigration agents on the order of Donald Trump. Around 300 of the troops are from Illinois and 200 from Texas, causing Democrats to describe the deployment as an invasion. Illinois and Chicago have launched a legal challenge to the president's order. Mr. Trump is threatening to use his powers under the Insurrection Act to override the courts if he doesn't get his way. He also called for the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago, both Democrats, to be jailed for not protecting immigration agents. James Comey, the director of the FBI at the time of its investigation into Mr. Trump's alleged links to Russia, pleaded not guilty of lying to Congress. The president, in effect, ordered the prosecution of Mr. Comey, who intends to get the case dismissed for being purely vindictive. The shutdown of America's government ended its first week with little sign that Republicans and Democrats were willing to compromise on a spending bill to end the impasse. The White House piled on the pressure by suggesting that federal employees who can't work because of the shutdown will not be paid. Takaichi Sanae was elected leader of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party and is poised to become prime minister, the first woman to hold the job. Ms. Takaichi is often described as Japan's Margaret Thatcher. A hardliner on immigration, which is becoming a salient issue in Japan, she's likely to return to a more muscular version of the economic policies introduced by her mentor, the late Abe Shinzo, and take a tougher approach with America over trade. Japanese stock markets soared in response to her victory. Reports emerged from Myanmar that 24 people were killed when the army dropped two bombs from a paraglider on protesters who were demonstrating against the governing junta. The incident happened in Sagaing region, large areas of which are under the control of local militias who are fighting the army in the country's civil war. Australia strengthened its military alliance with Papua New Guinea. The agreement includes giving up to 10,000 Papua New Guineans an option of serving in the Australian Armed Forces and becoming Australian citizens. The main purpose of the deal is to shore up support for PNG in the face of China's thrust for influence in the South Pacific. The American military struck another Venezuelan boat that was allegedly trafficking drugs, killing four men. Earlier, Colombia's National Police Force announced the capture of the alleged head of the armed wing of Tren de Aragua, a Venezuelan criminal gang that has expanded throughout Latin America and the United States, where it's designated as a terrorist organization. The Colombian police were reportedly assisted by America and Britain in the arrest. Kilian Jornet became the first man to climb 72 mountains in the contiguous United States that are at least 14,000 feet, that's 4,267 metres high, within a month. The Spanish endurance athlete cycled 2,568 miles, that's 4,133 kilometres, and ran 629 miles between the mountains over 31 days. He started in Colorado, where 56 of the 14ers are clustered, moved on to California, and finished at Mount Rainier in Washington State. Mr. Jornet has said he is interested in how humans can optimize our performance.